So the charges brought by Marilyn Mosby have been welcomed by demonstrators and others in Baltimore, but the city's police union calls those charges an egregious rush to judgment. Around the country, some police worry that they're losing the benefit of the doubt, both from prosecutors and the public. Here's NPR's Martin Kosty.
The surprise announcement of criminal charges in Baltimore this morning definitely got the attention of law enforcement.
The specter of criminal charges being filed against police officers, I believe, is going to send reverberations across the nation.
That's Sue Rahr, a former sheriff who runs the police academy in Washington State. She's reform-minded. She served on President Obama's task force on 21st century policing. But she's also worried that public opinion is becoming too slanted against police.
What gets played in the media is the most extreme cases, the cases that represent an anomaly. And so because those are played over and over again, people get the perception that that's happening all the time and that's the norm.
And some cops are slipping into a siege mentality. While the mainstream media have been talking about Freddie Gray all week, police blogs have been talking about what happened to a policewoman in Houston on Tuesday.
Prosecutors saying tonight that young policewoman was stabbed a total of 14 times, attacked, they say, by a man who admitted he wanted to kill a police officer.
She's a campus cop and was wearing her uniform while working a security job at Walmart. She survived, but the president of Houston's police union, Ray Hunt, says the police there are worried.
There is a mood among some in this country that the police are going to be wrong unless proven right.
And police see a connection between that public mood and the decision by an elected prosecutor in Baltimore to charge six officers. Traditionally, prosecutors and grand juries have given American police the benefit of the doubt. And Hunt says that's as it should be.
You have to give the person the benefit of the doubt whenever they don't have the videos and the several days to look at facts to make a decision. Sometimes they have to make split-second decisions.
He says he hopes elected prosecutors will continue to see it that way. But he says this case in Baltimore looks like a bad precedent.
For someone to get indicted for a very high charge, a criminal charge, for something that may simply be negligent is very alarming to us.
But not all police see this change of tone as a bad thing. Peter Thashinsky is a recently retired police lieutenant in San Francisco. We reached him on a cell phone on his way to watch the May Day parade and protests against police violence.
There is political pressure because the system's broken. Something's clearly not right in American law enforcement right now.
It's hard to understand him on that cell phone line, but what he says is, yes, there is political pressure because the system is broken. He says public expectations for police conduct are rising, and he thinks that's good. But he's also relieved to be done with his police career. Martin Kosty, NPR News.